TAC. Drivers, give the space to ride safe.
Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy on Triple M.
Welcome to the big Monday edition of Kennedy Malloy. This one promises to be a rolled gold classic. Hello, Jane Kennedy. How are you?
I'm good, Mick Malloy, and dangerous day.
Hello, Dane. All right. What have we got on today's show, Jane?
Oh, we've got, well, apparently there's a drunk chair that's been resurrected at Flemington.
I can't wait. Pauline Hanson is threatening to take a look at sex toys. We lift the lid on that seedy scenario.
I can't wait. It was Singles Day in China, big day. Billions of dollars sold there.
I like the way they shop till they drop.
Exactly.
Lawrence Mooney will be in, and I guess that means the PM will be with him.
And also special guest Isha Guha is going to come in and chat to us about all things cricket. Can't wait to meet her.
Very talented. We'll talk about Rebel Wilson and more sex claims, and sadly a sex claim that involves Steven Seagal.
What a shock.
Shock.
What a surprise.
Who saw that one coming? Lots of calls.
Well, lots of calls too. We've got lots of action today.
All right.
It's been a very busy day for us so far.
It's been a busy day. How are you, Dange, by the way?
I'm doing well, thanks, guys. Joined a gym today, so...
Did you really?
Expect an all-new day.
You've got too much time on your hands, Dave.
Is that what that is?
Can I say something?
Yeah.
I'm glad you said that, because we were about to perform an intervention.
Intervention, yeah. The love handle.
Who talked you into it?
Myself. I thought it was time. I haven't been in the gym since the 90s.
Feel free to start calling the kettle black.
Is that a personal trainer?
No, just me.
How dare you, Shane Kennedy?
Did you just finally catch
you
on to that?
You saw me today. We were pretty well.
Did. You saw me. That's even worse.
We were.
I saw the photo. Don't worry. Instagram. Oh, my God.
We were doing an advertising campaign for this show, and it involved, unfortunately, it involves being photographed.
But you know what? I have to say, and when we were one of our many costume changes today, I was yearning for a simpler time when I just used to appear on billboards in my underpants. Oh. Do you remember that?
I sadly do.
Do you remember that campaign?
It distracted a lot of people, I think.
It did. It was like the Sheraton, remember the Sheraton Sheets guy?
Yes.
I was like the...
I remember him.
Yeah, well, I was.
Oh, sorry, yes.
You know, that was me distracting people on the roadside. Glenn Robbins always said there was one of those billboards above... outside a primary school near where he lived. And he said what was so shocking about it was you couldn't just speed past it. You had to slow down to 40 km.
It was a slow speed.
The most shocking one was, for those who never saw it,
please Google explain
it.
It
was me
magic.
Lying down in my underpants like a Calvin Klein model.
Yeah. Mm.
And
in your full glory.
Yeah, it was a slightly portly version of you.
And unwaxed.
Unwaxed. Mm. It was the full kit and caboodle.
Yeah.
And I remember once I was in Sydney and I'd taken this girl out for dinner and it was like a first date. And I thought, we're on here.
Mm.
And as we were leaving the place it was in Bondi, hailed a cab. And the cab has pulled up, and you know how they have the advertising on top of the cabs?
On the roof.
So the cab's pulled up, and there's a picture of me lying down in my underpants. She goes, yeah, look, I think I'll go straight home if that's all right with you. And it's chill.
What a crazy woman.
Matthew Richardson claimed.
I was about to say that. Didn't it distract him during a match once?
He claimed, no, not during a match, cricket, during training. He used to have to shoot for goal at the Punt Road end.
Yeah.
And at the Punt Road train station, there was a big...
You and your derps.
Perfume me and the derps, and he reckons that's why he never,
well, speaking of your underpants.
What?
You've done something really quite bold, I think. You've caused a meltdown on Instagram today, and you've put a photo of yourself in your white fundies. I don't even know what was going on at this stage. This is all happening behind my back. I turn around and he's standing in his undies saying, come on, girls, take a photo of me.
My tidy whities in a singlet.
And you're saying, stand in line, ladies.
You've seen it. You've seen it, Dave, haven't you?
I'm looking at it right now.
Well, I mean, this is a Mick Malloy 66, if
you like.
Quite
high, the underpant, too.
Well, they're tucked in.
Would you like to hear some of the comments that people are saying?
You can look like, if you 6 months in the gym.
Yeah, like that.
You can dream to look like me. You also had your hair, for reasons which we won't explain, quite coiffed.
Yeah, well, no one was commenting.
Let's
their hair. The derps had distracted them.
Well, someone did comment on the hair. Daniel Edwards said, who did your hair, your mum? Nice comb over, Mick. Someone else has gone breaking. White male migaloo has been spotted in Melbourne.
That's a whale, just to let you know.
It's a whale.
Migaloo.
Migaloo. Migaloo. That's funny. Terrible. Why do you have semi-nudes of Richard Clapton's?
Who said that?
That seems unfair. Brilliant.
I think someone called them the hummingbird smugglers. I believe that is terrible.
Really, it has a lot of people.
Ray Martin
saying,
wants his wig back. Yeah. I mean, these are terrible.
These are things people cannot unsee.
Anyway.
Keep up the good work.
And we're away.
And we're away. There you go.
There it is. We're off to a flyer. When we come back, can we talk about the drunk chair made its return to Flemington?
It has, but I'm not happy because apparently it's only for chicks.
She's in meltdown, Mick Molloy 66, that Instagram photo, Mickey.
Right.
The comments keep coming, Mick.
It's largely positive.
That's
a good-looking rooster right there.
Looks like we have a new mayor of Wrongtown, someone says. Bond's baby search, 20.
Hey.
That's a little rough.
People are so cruel.
People are
cruel. This is where social media lets itself down. I've presented myself nicely for the camera.
In your underpants.
In my derps.
What was going through your head this morning?
Do you know there's a
when
big...
you did that? You don't see me doing that in my Nancy Gaz,
do you? No, you're far more discreet, and good luck to you, and well done for doing that. There's a big survey out today saying that most men only change their underpants every 3 days.
I saw that. This concerns me greatly.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That
what
was
are
under.
You under?
You know, you wait till the sunny side up and then you make a decision.
What I love is, don't you not use that expression either. What I love.
I just got to from a mum. The girl got the full teapot then. Have a look at that. Look, she's doing it.
I know. I've got my hands on my hips because you know what I can't bear?
What?
The fact that these guys have been asked, how often do you change your underwear? And they don't lie and say every day.
No, they're shaving that. That to them is what they think they can get away with.
Please.
Hey, you can talk. The girls can talk.
What?
The girls have let themselves down again at the Spring Carnival. Yeah. It gives me great joy to do this, but the drunk chair made its return to Flemington for Emirates Day. It's the drunk chair.
Oh.
You've seen this?
You've seen the pictures.
Can we post some on our website?
It's technically an evacuation chair,
basically,
isn't it?
It's called the Ferno chair. I don't know. It must be surprised by a Fernwood gym or something. I don't know.
You've got to get a load of this
chair. Used to wheel off overindulgent race goers.
Yes.
And it's returned for the last day. The special chair, designed as an emergency and rescue patient handling device, but adapted to remove drunk race goers.
Re-emerged
at Flemington on Sunday. It's like the blinkers for horses.
Bring out the Ferno.
And here we go. There's a picture of a young woman wheeled out of the race course by paramedics. She was wearing a burgundy-coloured mini dress and a metallic leaf headdress, which is exactly what you went to the race.
Hang on.
Jane Kennedy.
I did not. Steady.
Strapped in with two wide Velcro bands.
Well, that's every woman's accessory of the moment.
The woman was wheeled through the public area to Special St. John's tent. Have a look. I would have wheeled her into fashions on the field on the way past.
That is very sad.
She's
reckon about 5 minutes off having a spew as well.
Yep. The old drunk chair, or as Grant Hackett likes to call it, the old recliner blocker. That's probably why they had it on course. They knew he was in the Kennedy marquee.
He was behaving himself. He was not drinking that day.
Have a look at that girl.
I'll tell you what, Sally, there is about three others.
Well, you know what? You see the photos?
Yep.
They all look like they've been on a date with Bill Cosby. That is just not.
It's a little bit rowy.
It's a little bit like that.
That's
you don't see guys
dreadful.
Being wheeled out. I saw a guy being wheeled out on that once. I had to look twice. I thought Stephen Hawking was on the course.
No, it wasn't Stephen Hawking. Anyway.
Well, what are you saying?
I'm ready to, you know what?
Emirates Day.
I've turned around.
Those pictures go around the world. Do you know that? Those pictures?
Yeah.
All around the world.
People
it's not a good
won't mind.
Partner.
Oh, I'm sure that her parents are very proud
of
their sparkling daughter in a burgundy dress.
We could use one of those after one of our lunches.
Come on, Jane.
Let's be honest.
Dave.
Let's be honest.
We have another song to go to.
Maybe we'll get one. We'll get the two. You know, like the twins.
Side by side.
You know, the pram for twins.
There you go.
You and me can be wheeled home
out
for lunch.
There you go.
That's it.
Perfect. All right.
Your twin furnace.
I'll go and contact the company.
Yeah.
Let's get it happening.
Okay, guys, time to talk politics. Mm. I love One Nation. I love following One Nation.
You
I like knowing what they're up to. You've got breaking news, do you, Jane?
I have. One Nation's newest Senator, Fraser Anning, abandons Pauline Hanson within hours of being sworn in.
Oh, that was quick.
That's got to be an issue, isn't it?
Wait it. Check, please. Yeah. Yes. I'm out of here. Yeah. Done.
She's got a major issue on her hands now because I think she's only got three members in there. So.
How are you going, Dave? I know you vote for them. So
I don't vote for One Nation.
Mate. You
do not.
I'm sure you're on their annual report, big picture of you.
I can see you in one of those new T-shirts. Yeah. She's got Pauline's got some new T-shirts.
In your overalls with a pitchfork.
Looking like actually,
something came up on Friday.
This came up on Friday, and this is you can't write this stuff. Things got. I'll read from an article posted over the weekend. Things got very awkward for Queensland One Nation state candidate Mark Thornton on Friday when party leader Pauline Hanson found out on live television that he is the owner of an adult retail store. Adult shop.
A sex shop.
A sex shop. Yep. Let's call it what it is.
Yeah.
During a press conference, it was revealed that Thornton is the owner of a Townsville-based sex shop called Cupid's Cabin.
That's a catchy name.
Hmm. I think I know that one.
You don't know that one.
I do because I remember seeing one. I'm pretty sure it was in Townsville. There was a sex shop. It was next to a KFC. And I remember thinking, well, there's your one-stop shop for a great night.
Stop it.
Get your bucket.
Yep.
Then go next door to KFC. I don't know.
Poor John.
What does that mean?
Continue.
Okay. So anyway,
there was a press conference.
A press conference in Midway, and Seven News reporter Ben Murphy does a bang up job of putting Mark Thornton under the pump.
Yes.
And wait for it though, Pauline Hanson is standing one out, one back, it's all news to her. And she rides in, the cavalry arrives in the form of Pauline Hanson to save the day. I'm going to play you this grab of this unfolding live over the weekend.
All right.
It's a couple of minutes. Listen, and we'll talk about it at the end.
Okay.
What association do you have with Cupid's Cabin?
It's an adult shop I own.
You own that adult shop?
Yep.
Do you monitor the Facebook posts on that adult shop?
No, that's run by my partner.
Okay. So on that Facebook site, it says good sex should be in the grey area between tickle fight and domestic violence. What do you make of that?
Oh, I haven't seen that one, mate, but that probably comes back to your 50 Shades of Grey type. It's out there.
Yeah, right. Another one says a blowjob a week can lower a man's risk of heart disease.
I'm not aware of this. Can you tell me what site it is, where it's from, and what it's in relation
to? From the Cupid's Cabin Facebook page.
I've never heard of it.
No, a business that your candidate owns. Ms. Hanson, what's your reaction?
It's the first time that I've been made aware of it, so I will talk to Mark about it.
So you're saying your wife runs the page?
Yep.
So she said, I'm selling bras. Inbox a pic of your titty so I could see your size.
That could be from a staff member. I haven't actually seen the site for quite a while.
That's your business and you don't look at it.
It's my business, mate, but I don't run it.
Anyway, thank you very much.
He doesn't manage it.
No, I don't manage it. It's a retail shop.
Will you be looking into it now?
I'll have a look at it, mate. It's an industry. At the end of the day, it is a retail business.
But do you think those sort of posts are acceptable for a retail business?
Yes.
All right, that will be looked at, and I will follow it up and see whether it is the type of business that it is. It is a legitimate business, I don't know, until I further investigate it and have a look at it, and in consultation with Steve Dixon and Sam Cox. So until I have a further look at it, you are not going to pressure me to make a decision here what I'm doing about the candidate, because it's not going to happen. And I will sit down and have a talk with my candidate, and I will have a further look at the site. Then I will make an informed decision.
She said she's going to speak to Steve Dixon and Sean Cox.
Hey.
Sorry.
A bit of maturity around here. Let's be mature.
She said it. Yeah.
All right. So
she leap into action.
She really just pushed through that crowd.
She heard the word blowjob and just said, I've got to stop this.
She marched through those men like one of the bachelorettes getting a red rose. Bashing her way through everyone.
She's taking control, and then she talked to us. It's like being told off by your mum when she is cracking, isn't it?
Okay, so
she said she would look into it.
She's gone off. She's consulted with her party, and she's finally come up with a response. Let's take a listen.
How many times have I turned on my TV at night and on SBS and seen the porn that's on that side?
That was very considered.
Oh, okay.
And very calm.
She's gone
and watched SBS and calling it porn. Yeah. I'm sure that's what SBS so wrapped
a European movie.
Yes. With some boobs out.
It's pretty much the same as Cupid's Cabin.
I'm loving that name. Cupid's Cabin.
I'm going to head down to Cupid's Cabin.
Yeah.
I've gone on the Facebook page, actually. And what they do is, that's hilarious. Yeah. Well, what was research?
Research, well done.
I actually can't read the jokes out on air because there's some really...
Have you got one? So they've got a bawdy joke on their website that you can...
They're all actually about...
I'd give it a go.
No, I know you would. I've got more brains than to do that.
All right.
Hang on, I'm just looking up. I'll see if there is one I can read out.
Cupid's Cabin, is it?
Cupid's Cabin.
Right.
Oh, here you go. This one. They've got a picture of a really, like, buxom girl lying down on some fake grass, it looks like. And it simply says, boobs are a sign that men can concentrate on two things at once, if you know what I mean. Wink, wink.
But that's true. That's not a joke. It's just a statement of fact.
There's more. There's better ones.
Well, there are better ones. Can we get people to go to that website?
Well, I'll tell you what we can do.
We can also
put it up on our Facebook page at Kennedy Malloy.
And, and let's put up that exchange. You want to see Pauline Hanson leap into action.
And you can see some of the wonderful products they've got available. And they've got lots of sales on.
Have they? Shop till
you drop. Lots of specials.
It's Christmas.
Or till it drops
off. It's the giving season. It's a good stocking stuffer.
For TAC, drivers give the space to ride safe.
Adam McDougall is the Health Hacker.
Health hacking is simply hacking into the tools, tricks and routines of the healthiest, happiest and most successful people in the world and applying these little tricks and routines into your own life. I'm a health hacker because I've been a professional athlete for 20 years, but I've also combined my experience as an athlete with my university studies, from economics to nutrition and sports science, with the practical application that I achieved as an athlete to help people hack into their health. In each episode, I'm going to share with you the tools, tricks and routines of the healthiest, happiest and most successful people in the world. You can hack into your own health and live a happier and healthier life.
The Health Hacker with Adam McDougall. Listen now at podcastone.com.au or download the Podcast One app.
Can we just play Pauline Hanson and her harsh words about what's on SBS?
How many times have I turned on my TV at night and on SBS and seen the porn that's on that side?
Yeah, she's trying to take the curse off her candidate owning a sex shop.
That's right.
Does that ring true to you?
No, it doesn't, because I can't imagine Pauline Hanson coming home after a hard day doing what she does.
And watching
SBS.
Yeah.
Watching a network that's set up for foreigners.
That's right.
They should all go back to their own country.
It's world movies, by the way. Friday nights, generally.
Maybe she likes...
You seem to know a bit about this.
I just come across it now. It's not porn.
How do you know world movies were Friday night?
Well, I know it's a Friday night tradition, what it used to be for the Triple M footy boys, because it was a boring game towards the end. Towards the end of a broadcast on a Friday night at about 9:30, 10 o'clock. The game's going nowhere. The Chemist Warehouse replay screens become SBS, World Movies.
That's alleged.
Pauline's got a point.
So our guys in their studio, commentating live,
please don't tell
looking
me
for
this.
The replay, would switch it over.
They can flick
to
with the remote.
SBS to see a bit of nude work.
Oh, well, just, yeah.
That is a terrible indictment on Triple M football.
And you hadn't been aware of it.
I'm sure. Well, it's a Friday night, so with Darcy's on Friday night.
Oh, he probably had the remote control.
It's got the hand of Darcy.
It's got the hand of Darcy.
He's a sex pest.
The glove of Darcy.
I think we'll move on now. I think that's unfair to call Luke Darcy a sex pest.
I don't.
I'm going to tell you about something that's incredible that just happened in China.
Yes,
it's Singles Day. Have you heard about this?
Oh, well, not really, no.
Singles Day was sort of counteractive to Valentine's Day. For anybody who was a bit sad and single, well,
Singles
you're
Day.
Be sad.
Happy Singles Day.
And it was on the 11th because it's 1-1.
You get to have your fun on Valentine's Day and we'll go out and...
What?
Put it about on Singles Day.
Singles Day is just about feeling good about yourself for being single.
Which you're entitled to do.
But they encourage you to shop. That's the thing. They say, go and shop. And what did they do in China? $32 billion they spent yesterday.
In a day?
Yes. Jeez. In a day. To Matt, that's to make you feel better about yourself. Sheesh. But you know what? There must have been a lot of male shoppers. Because...
A bit of Cupid's cabin action, was there? What was happening? What were the male shoppers doing? How do you know?
Because I've just also discovered on the weekend that most single women are happy being on their own. But men, they need to have a woman. They need to have someone around them all the time.
Which research are you citing here? And is it peer-reviewed?
I'll tell you.
Or is it just one of your stupid women's magazines?
No.
Decided to
excuse
try
me.
And make us feel
when
bad
have you
again?
Seen me read a stupid
Come
women's magazine?
On, Jane.
I do not
Knee
read
deep in them.
Shut up.
So it's like a dentist waiting room, our office.
No, this is retail analyst Mintel.
Oh, Mintel.
They're very important.
Of course. Duh. The final word on male single behaviour.
Well,
all right.
Just...
What are they saying?
Listen, well, listen, I'll tell you. While just under half of single men said they were happy without a partner, nearly two-thirds of women, single women, said they felt the same way. So more women are happier being single, just doing their own thing, not having any clutter or mess or anybody wearing underpants more than 2 days in a row around them. But men get a bit sad and a bit weepy and they just can't do much and they just want to have a girl around them all the time.
Yeah, that's pretty well how it works.
No.
Well, so how do you know that? How are you divining
this? Just go with me on it.
How are you divining this from the shopping day in China?
Because...
There are more men in China, by the way, too.
Yes,
because
and that's the problem. There's more men because of the single baby theory.
So the men are going to be more inclined to shop on things. So that
what
would
are
be
they
a,
buying?
That would be a sounder thesis than you going, oh, they're sad, so they need to shop. No, they outnumber women 10 to 1.
But if you were a Chinese man...
Tell Mintel to go and
get your facts right.
If you were a Chinese man...
Well, yes.
And what would you be buying? Like, what do you think everybody's buying?
Penis enlarging.
Don't say that.
Can we
move on?
We
you
need
know
to
what
move.
I'm about
no,
here.
I don't. Well, you, is that, if that's what you need, buddy...
As
that's
a
what you need.
Man, I do.
No, look,
personally.
I had all this important information about.
Oh, what? When it's just gone out the window now, has it? What was it going? What was your point going to
okay,
be?
Okay, yeah.
Single men are unhappy and desperately need a woman, but no woman wants them.
Yeah,
is that your thing?
Yes, that's my theory.
Well, that's a really
that women are really
thing to
happy
to the
in
the
their own space.
Just leave us alone, guys.
Yep.
Leave us alone and go.
Well,
and
I don't
be
know.
Sad.
Maybe our callers
go
agree
to the
with me. Give me a call. If you say that one more time, honestly.
That's vernacular.
Give us a call on 133353. If you are single and you're a woman and you're really happy about it, or you've recently become single and you go, you know what?
If you're a man,
I like this. I like this lifestyle.
If you're a man and you're sad, talk to Dave. He'll talk you through it.
Not sad.
It's not sad. Married. You might be a guy who goes, you know what I am? I'm a bit wanting.
What are we going to do? Are we going to give a prize? We're going to hook them up with someone?
No, but I feel like I'm someone good to talk to and I can talk them through it.
Talk here to we go. Jane.
Talk all to
right.
me.
Give us a ring. 353, Dave.
Yeah. So what are you looking for? Why is it better being single? Is that what you're after?
Just give us a call.
Just call if you're single.
Jane's promoting a balmy theory that
it's
I can't quite understand.
It's not balmy, I know.
Single men and single women. What is your thesis?
My thesis is that men are needy. That men need women more than women need men.
That's hurtful, and even if it's true. It's just nasty.
And that there are statistics that are showing that women who are single are more comfortable with being single than men are being single. They hook up more.
Mintel or whoever. Who are
Mintel.
They?
Yeah. Mintel. The
idiots.
Sure, they're not.
Well, is that true or is that not true? Let's ask our listeners.
Let's have a chat to Danelle from South Morang. How are you, Danelle?
I'm very well, thank you, Jane. Hi, Mick. Hi, Dangerous.
Hey. How's it going? Are you single, Danelle?
I am single. I'm 54 single, not by choice, but that's the way life happens.
Are you happy being single?
I am. I can walk
there you
around
go. Bang.
Like you, Mick, in my undies. I don't have to cook if I don't want to.
Yes.
Did my picture in the undies, did that do anything for you?
I've made a comment on your Facebook page, so there you go, Mick.
All positive,
you'll
I hope.
Have to look it up. Oh, absolutely, Mick.
Right,
you and I are both Tiger supporters.
Oh,
so, you know.
Here we go.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, this is not a dating show, by the way, Danelle.
Sorry.
That's all right.
All right.
But you feel good about yourself.
You're happy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what we like to hear.
You sound like you've got a spring in your step. Yeah. Well done, Danelle.
I do.
Good on you. Well,
so
far.
Theory proven so far.
That's it.
All right.
One out of one.
Let's try Tanya from Doncaster. How are you, Tanya?
I'm good, and I'm going to prove the theory again.
Again?
Great.
You sound happy. Are you single?
Very, and I love it.
How long?
I've been single for over 5 years now.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, it was hard at first, but then one day I just went, I really like this. I'm me. I can just be me whenever I want to, and I don't have to answer to anyone. And I really love it.
And you can drink when you want. You can go to restaurants when you want. You can go to the movies and see what you want to see, not some...
Are you possibly a lesbian, Tanya?
I tried that, Mick. It didn't work.
There you go. See?
You really are doing everything to give guys a miss at the moment. Well, all right, Tanya.
Good on you, Tanya. Great to hear you're happy.
Whatever rings your bell, Tanya, I hope you're happy.
And Jessica from Mornington, how are you going?
Hi,
you're single?
Guys. I am. I have been single for about a year.
Yeah.
I have just come back from Europe. I went over there for 6 weeks by myself.
What, are you a bit of a sex tourist or something?
No,
what do you
listen.
Do? You
no, stop it.
Right. No,
don't
not
speak
at all.
To Jessica like that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I
you go over there and have a bit of a fling, don't you?
No, I didn't actually. It was more about myself. I grew as a person.
Yes.
And,
it's a bit of an eat, pray, love,
is it? I was about to say eat, pray, love. Have you not seen it?
I saw a movie about your life that nearly killed me.
I absolutely loved it. And I got a little tattoo of a heart on my wrist to say, like a memory to say, you know what, like I love who I am.
Yeah,
good
on you.
And people who don't understand that, that's their problem, not mine.
Exactly.
So, but what about the blokes? Are you going to run another one up the flagpole or... Just,
I don't know.
You're done?
They'll have to be good, won't they, Jessica? They've got to be a good one.
I'm throwing my hat in the ring here.
I've met a lot of guys and they're wonderful. I'm definitely pro men.
Yep.
But I just haven't met someone that has...
It's too much to sacrifice.
You know what I'm reading out of these three callers?
What?
Guys, you need to step up.
Yeah. There you go.
The girls are out there happy and they're not in a hurry.
They're not in a hurry to hook up.
No.
Thanks, Jessica. Great to hear from you and that
Come
you're
on,
so
guys.
Positive. You've got a spring in your step.
Well, Jessica.
Great.
Hey, guys, pull the finger out. This is reflecting poorly on all of us.
That's it.
Straighten up and fly right.
We have a bit of a disturbing image on your Instagram. Mm.
Mick Molloy 66.
Yes.
Go and have a look at that. I think everyone's being a bit harsh. I think it's a little something for the ladies there.
It's a picture of you in really big white undies.
And tiny whiteies.
We have an explanation. It's because Mick and I did a photo shoot this morning for an upcoming advertising campaign.
And I was between costumes. And I just happened
I don't know why.
You look, looking like a...
You had a singlet on too, didn't you?
I had a singlet on and a hairstyle that I can't describe, really.
Very special, I think.
I call it the Russian oligarch hairstyle.
Yeah. You needed some change.
All right.
Some people have written in also and said, maybe Mick can be the new poster boy for Cupid's Cabin in his tidy whities. Cupid's Cabin, of course, being the One Nation senator's
sex shop
that Pauline's not amused by.
No, that's right. Yeah. So, anyway, all right, there you
Why
go.
Why are you dressed like a 3-year-old, someone just said?
Why am I just
The new Pat Rafter, comfy undies.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one too.
Chunky bonds.
It's like Pat. Oh, very humorous, David.
Not bad.
Come on, David.
They that's have not been bad. Very harsh.
Yeah, people's feelings.
The granddad bod catches. Granddad catches.
Didn't that's you have a survey? Time. Didn't you have an interesting survey there about underpants?
I did.
You're all over the shop today.
Bit cold.
I'm not all over the shop.
Bit what?
Bit cold.
How dare you?
What do you mean, bit cold?
Oh, I'm talking about the...
You know, no. What I was reading about the statistics, 7% of people, this is when you're washing underpants and things like that, men apparently wear underpants for 2 or more days in a row. But there are some men who've admitted 7% of men reported washing their bedding only once in the last 6 months.
Ooh.
What?
Really?
What?
Yeah, that's, I mean, look.
Not washing your sheets ever. Wow.
You know, put all the doona back if it gets a bit woofy.
That's it. How often should you do the sheets?
What do you want,
Jane? I beg your pardon?
What do you want, Jane? A midget on the pillow?
I wouldn't mind it.
I mean, geez.
I reckon once a week you can probably
You're lucky
get
if there's not a chalk outline on the sheets.
No, I don't like all
listen,
these
underpants
statistics.
You know what this is? You know, this is a survey released by an underbank company, and this is what they do. Do you remember the pillow company did this?
Mm-hmm.
And it changed the way people... They put a use-by date and said
stamp.
This pillow must be used by... And all of a sudden, instead of keeping a pillow for 10 years, you keep it for 1 year and change it. Now they're saying men have to buy a new pair of derps. They're saying men have to buy new derps once a year.
Yes, you've got to chuck them out after a year.
I would have thought wash them after a year.
You also have to wash in hot, hot water, by the way. Put it on, you know, Mick, when you...
release a fact sheet, Joe.
Well, you know when you do all the washing that you do.
Tell me about it. Right. It says you should wash your washing machine. Who's going to do that? What guy's going to wash his washing machine?
I did think that was bull.
Do you know who's got the best? David Beckham. Do you know David Beckham only ever wears underpants once?
Really?
He literally takes them off and he puts them into the bin.
Because he has a line of underwear. He can do that. There you go. We've got to get the line of underwear for you.
That's where I want to be.
Oh, really?
A year from now.
Good luck with that.
I just want to be peeling them off, dropping them on the bathroom floor for someone else to pick up.
You really like talking yourself up, don't you?
Hey, you know what I love? What? When we have a technical difficulty.
Yes.
And what our topic of conversation turns to.
Underpants.
I really hope Isha is there because I want to talk to her.
We'll get her.
She'll straighten us.
I can feel her. That's fine. It'll all work out.
For TAC, drivers, give the space to ride safe.
The following is an official announcement from the Australian Government.
Over the past few years, thought crime has reached record levels. Subversion is rife. Our enemies are everywhere.
Trust no one.
Luckily, there is an answer.
Peter Dutton.
No, not Peter Dutton.
Thank God.
Introducing a new series on Podcast One that interrogates the real threats to Australia, like John Safran, Rob Sitch, and children's author Andy Griffiths.
Oh, God, I love those Treehouse books.
Who will survive? Who will fail? Introducing Extreme Vetting with The Chaser.
The Chaser.
The only show with the power of life and death over its guests.
Listen at podcast1.com.au or via the Podcast One app.
Hey, can I say something? I'm very excited to be part of the Triple M Ashes commentary team.
And I loved hearing you.
Thank you, Jane.
Doing the commentary. I think it's a good call.
Yep, we smashed the bottle of champagne across this commentary team last year and it was fantastic. And now we're back for the Ashes. There's some big names on deck. Kerry Skull O'Keefe, of course, Lawrence, Big Mal Mooney, James Brayshaw, Mark Howard, Gus Warland, H.G. Nelson. And then a few blokes who played a couple of games, Adam Gilchrist, Mark Wall, Brett Lee, Mitchell Johnson, Big Mervyn, Swervin Mervyn Hughes, Jason Gillespie, Brad Haddon. They are all them. Beefy, both of them.
Hey.
Beefy is coming on board.
But they pale into insignificance for me, Mick.
Compared to our next guest, who's apart from having played the game at the top level, also happens to be a top chick.
Yeah.
An England cricketer who played in the 2005 Women's Cricket World Cup. Right arm, fast medium, maybe medium. Probably more.
Steady.
Bowler. Made her test debut at the age of 17 against India in 2002. Best bowling figures in 44 one-day internationals for England, 5 for 22. I think they're all tail-enders, but it looks good on paper. And as of the 31st of December 2008, she was ranked the number one bowler in the ICC Women's One-Day International Rankings.
Let's bring
and
her
joins
on.
Us on the Triple M commentary team. It's Isha Gua. How are you, Ish?
I'm very well, thanks, guys. And Jane, it's good to see that you've been putting Mick in his place.
Thank you so much. It's very hard, Isha, what I have to do, but I think I'm in control. And I know that you enjoyed working with Mick during the commentary.
We had a ball.
I did. He was professional as ever as well. He turned up late, did a bit of commentary, and then by tea time he was downing schooners in the bar.
Oh, and I heard a few espresso martinis were had too, possibly.
Yes, but I would be in the bar, but you would cross to me. You would eventually find me and cross to me.
Isha, it's been a very historic day for cricket.
Well,
all round for cricket.
It's been a great test.
Yes, and Elise Perry has made the historic
double century. How was that? How did you would have seen this and you would have looked at it firsthand? How was it?
It's incredible when you think that Elise Perry, when she first started playing for Australia, was batting at number seven in the last 3 years. She's gone.
She's somewhat come up the order.
Yeah, she has indeed. And I think the best thing about that performance was just the fact that the girls don't really get to play test that much. Mm. And she had the capacity to bat long, just incredible concentration levels and discipline at the crease. It was brilliant to see. And the highest ever individual score for an Australian female.
Top shelf. And the pitch saved the Poms in the end.
Yep.
Can you not smile when you say that, please?
Hey, what is going on now? That is great. Let's park that for 1 minute and turn our attention to the forthcoming Ashes series. You already seem a little out of sorts in the England camp. Yeah, a little on the ropes, a little wobbly down the bottom end of the batting order. How do you think this is going to pan out for the Poms out here this summer?
I've got to be honest, Mick, and I think this is what makes it so exciting is that I don't think anyone has a clue how it's going to go. You can probably say the same for Australia because they don't really know what their top six is going to be. And there's probably about four or five players within each side that are gun players that have played in the Ashes before, who are reliable. But it's about the guys that come in. And you know what it's like. As soon as you play in an Ashes series, it's heightened. Everyone's watching your every move, and in Australia especially, I know you're going to give the Poms some stick. So it's going to be tough. That first test is going to help me decide how it's going to go.
Okay. Now, I'm watching this closely, and I'm just wondering how you are going in the English camp to get Ben Stokes on a plane. I have a bet with you.
We can
now.
Win without him. It's no problem.
Really?
I'd like to have a wager with you right now that he turns up in Australia at some stage during this test series. What do you think?
I've got to be honest. I'm not that hopeful. I think that the players have been preparing as if he's not going to come to Australia.
He seems to have a lot of supporters, though.
He does.
Yes, in the UK camp of cricket commentators, etc.
They're doing everything they can.
They really want
him
to be playing.
Yeah, and I think purely for the excitement, he is probably the best all-rounder in the world at the moment. He's an X Factor player. Everyone wants to see him play, even the Aussies.
So. Yeah, that's true. It is. Now, what about Beefy Botham? What do we know about him? Have you worked with him before? What can you tell me? What insights? How should I deal with him? I'm sitting next to him in the commentary box. How do I behave?
Well, he went through a similar sort of phase to Ben Stokes. Maybe not, not so much punching people, but he might have gone off the rails every now and then. And his advice was to form a bat cave. So when he came to Australia, he pretty much stayed in his hotel, kept a low profile. And I think that's what a lot of the England boys are going to be doing. But yeah, he's someone who likes to have a good time. And of course, he's not done too badly against Australia in the past.
He's done very well, but I'm figuring that bat cave's not going to last a second with Mick on board.
Well, it won't. Can I ask, do you intend to play the guitar in the commentary box this year?
Ooh.
You did do it last year, did you not?
I can't remember.
Did you threaten? You threatened to.
I threatened to.
Okay. Oh, you've got to do that.
I don't think I want the listeners to hear the terrible.
They're hanging out for it.
No,
do it.
They'd love it. The first Ashes Test starts November 23rd.
Yes,
and so you can hear it all on Triple M.
You can indeed. Now I understand you're talking to us now from our Sydney studio, but you're on your way to Melbourne tonight because you're doing the hot breakfast in the morning.
I am.
Is that
indeed.
Right? Can I give you a little bit of advice? Do not let Luke Darcy sniff your hair. No, trust me. He's going to tell you it's a traditional thing and it's not. Don't
smells
do
all
it.
Right at the moment.
Don't do it. Get some capsicum spray. If he makes a move for you, just hit him. Will you do that for me?
I will. All
thanks, right. Ishan. Thanks, thank you for your patience. We love talking to you and we'll see you soon.
We've got to get you down to the
You're
games.
On, babe. Yes. I'm there with you. We're very privileged to have the Prime Minister.
Oh, my goodness. He's just coming in now.
Well, yes, hang on. Yeah,
well, the minders are in.
Are these my headphones, John?
Well, you can use them.
I don't mind sharing them with you. I guess you haven't got cooties coming out of your ears.
Well, that doesn't sound like me, does it?
No, it doesn't. You're a woman of exceptional personal hygiene. That's why I've always thought, I've looked at you and thought, you don't vote green, do you? Because those people are filthy.
Is that what you think?
How are you?
I'm PM. Well, I'm all
over
the shop.
You've had a tough run, haven't you?
You're all over the shop.
My week is going to hell in a handbasket.
The worst, I think, opinion polls in your reign to date. Absolutely terrible. In the toilet is the phrase you're looking for.
Please, Markle. In the toilet, maybe, but I will raise out of the toilet like a phoenix covered in something from the toilet.
What's happening on Manus Island? 27th
straight news poll. My approval rating's down to 36%. Now, Manus Island, of course, is a humanitarian disaster. I don't want to make light of it on the Triple M network today. And I want to squash a rumour that's been going around, and I know it's been getting some giggles from the likes of Dangerous Dave and people around the halls here.
What's that?
That I do not have an in-joke with Lucy where we pronounce it, anus island. That is not what we do. We've never done that. Jeez. We've never skinned up a fatty on a Friday night and had a laugh amongst ourselves. See what I mean? Giggling, puerile stuff.
Funny.
No one, I've never pronounced it, Anus Island, and I don't want anyone to.
That's got Point Piper written all over that. That's got...
It has.
Well, remember when you guys came around to the Piper for that dinner party?
Oh, well, we're not going to actually go.
Corey Bernardi was there.
It's all the swingers.
He's very bi-curious, isn't he, Corey? He really gets into the detail too much. Listen, mate, just have a crack. It's not illegal. Enjoy yourself.
You're having a bad run, mate. You really are. Nothing's going right for you. You're overseas getting selfies taken with world leaders. Donald Trump.
Xi Jinping. Why wouldn't I get a selfie with Xi Jinping?
What happened with Pierre Trudeau?
You got stood up.
Yeah.
Well, Pierre, I'm a great admirer of Pierre. He's a strapping young man. As we all are. Mm. He's not only a great leader, of course, he's from the left. But I don't know what happened with Pierre. Maybe he chose to distance himself from me. They're leaving like rats off a sinking ship at the moment.
Mate, you're cold. You are. No one wants to be in a photo with you. No one wants to sit at the same table as you.
Well, the legal company Kennedy Malloy still invite me in, and that's something, isn't it? Still welcome on your doorstep.
Well, you are. You're the personal front, you're in the wars too. Did you go to the osteo? What happened to you?
Well, no, that's Lawrence Mooney. The other question you meant to ask me is, do you give a thought to life after politics?
I thought that was for Lawrence.
No. See, Malcolm's written there.
May I refer to you as Malcolm, Mr. Prime Minister.
Let's not get too meta here.
No. But do you think about life after?
Well, I do. Of course I do.
And is that day ever going to come? I'm interested to know.
Everybody needs an exit strategy. And as a matter of fact, Christopher Pine and I have been cooking up an idea to go into business together after politics.
What's the business?
We're going to open a bakery, and I'll be working front of house.
Mm-hmm. At a bakery?
At a bakery, of course I will. Bit of retail.
Baker's delight.
Well, whatever you like to call it. Christopher will be out the back making the pies, filling them with meat and hot gravy, and dangerous, please. There he goes with his pure
eyes. We have to put up with this too.
Actual gravy.
It's not a euphemism for anything, Dave. It's meat and gravy in a pie.
Just stuffing meat into pies.
That's what it is.
And hot gravy. His own special mixture. And
jeez, mate. What about a
Christopher's
sex shop?
Actually,
hey, what about a sex shop? What about Cupid's Cabin?
Have you heard about this?
No, I haven't, but we have come up with a name for our bakery.
What is your bakery
Christopher's
going to
call it? The Pie Minister. Isn't that terrific?
It is terrific, and good luck with
and
that.
What about Cupid's Cabin?
Cupid's Cabin. You
Cupid's Cupboard.
Christopher Pine working in a sex shop.
It's a legitimate business.
It's a legitimate business.
Yes,
you've
of
seen
course
it. It operates in Townsville.
People have healthy sex lives. They're a lot more relaxed. They're a lot more productive. And they're a lot more happier. As Dr. Phil once said, if you've got a happy sex life, you never think about it. If you've got a terrible sex life, you think about it all the time. And Lucy and I have always had a very healthy way of physically expressing ourselves. We're an active couple.
Well, that's great. Hey, what about...
Point Piper's a big place. Our house is a large Italianate palazzo, and we've covered every square inch of that.
Hey, what about... What about this same-sex fight on Tuesday? What happens when it comes down?
Oh, is that a new competition, Same-Sex Tuesday? If you hear the same song played twice,
I'm putting
you
it to
have
you,
sex with anyone
what
in the
will
office.
Occur yeah. once the vote comes back?
Are you
back?
Positive?
Yes. What
do you think
you
it's
doing?
Going to happen?
Well, of course. I'll be pushing with all of my might for the equality of LGBTQI people to be able to marry if they choose. I mean, I live in the gayest electorate in the Federation, and it is in my interest. I like getting invited along.
Interest.
To the gay and lesbian LGBTQI Mardi Gras. I've been up to Stonewall afterwards and got off chops, as the kids call it. It's terrific.
All right. Well,
it's a lot of fun. You end up in tears by Tuesday.
Can I ask, you haven't been to the osteo?
No,
but I know someone who has.
I think Lawrence Mooney's been to the osteo.
We're going
to
find out soon.
Why don't you ask him after this break?
We will.
Lawrence Mooney, everybody.
Hello.
Hi,
Michael.
How are you? Great to see you.
It was great that the PM was very animated, very up and about.
According to the PM, You've been to the osteo.
I have been to the osteo, Mick. Because I,
me. What happened? What
do you? I've got an L4-5 issue.
What could possibly be wrong with you? Look at you.
What's that?
You are.
Thank you.
What's the numbers? Your letters.
The
L4-5
lower back.
Okay.
Had a bulging disc, hitting spinal cord, a lot of pain. Had an epidural earlier this year, and it's been really good.
I've had four of them.
Yep.
Yeah, they work wonders.
For children?
Yes, you can't feel a thing.
Right.
I thought that was their only purpose. Why else would you have an epidural?
Yeah, well, it just...
Spell a baby.
They inject a bit of anesthetic cortisone and saline solution into the
very delicate.
Epidural area.
Sounds very like delicate. You know what to ask for.
Yeah, I know what to ask
sounds
for.
Sounds like
yeah.
you're doctor shopping to me.
So,
one with a lot, thanks,
got
Doc.
A lot of codeine backed up for when it becomes illegal. So, anyway. they know me down at Chemist Warehouse. Hello, Lawrence.
I had to get some Lawrence Warehouse. Night and day tablets from the chemist the other day at Chemist Warehouse. And license, please.
License, yeah.
What the? You're kidding me.
We've got 1,000 packets of night and day in our house, and all the nights being
allegedly
taken by my wife. So if you are a member of an illegal outlaw motorcycle gang and you want some day,
give us a call.
Give us a call
133353.
Because the blues are, the night tablets are blue, I noticed.
Yeah, so the white ones, we got heaps of them. But I went to the
So what's wrong osteo with you? So you went to the osteo, what happened? Did that all worked out?
My back went into a spasm, so one hip
that's
shifted. And so the first consultation, James, who's just an absolute magician, he did a lot of acupuncture, a lot of massage. It's weird because, you know, you're on your back with your face in the hole and they've got to really work it. And he's got, you know, the hand down in the top of the butt crack, lower back area.
It's very, very physical.
He's very physical. So, you know, he gets the... you got one hand in your butt crack and you think, where's your other hand? Because really...
I'm sure he's getting bottles off the counter.
He's getting, more oil. More oil.
You know what you need? You need a rear vision mirror down where your face looks at the floor so you can see what's going on up back.
One of those ones that the real serious cyclists have that hang down with a little mirror.
Objects may be larger than they appear. What? Hang on.
But what happened on Friday is the relationship changed because I went in and James said, listen, when you have a back spasm, you know, the whole cradle of muscles spasms, which means your stomach muscles as well. And today I'm going to work on your front. And
on your tummy.
Yeah, he's going to work on my. I'm going to lie on my back. He's going to work the front area.
It's a big job. So,
oh, you're nervous.
I said, well, why are you lowering the curtains and what's with the cello music? You know, it's like.
And the incense.
Yeah, why are you burning that incense? I've never noticed these candles before.
Sounds like the type of thing that goes on at Cupid's cabin.
So where is this joint?
So what happened is he works with stomach muscles for a while, and then there's a machine they've got that's got suction cups, and it's a kind of electronic impulse machine, electronic shock, really.
So he says.
So it pulses these, you know, makes the muscles contract and relax. So he's put four suction cups on, and a couple, you know, sub pubic area.
Why do you look at me when you say subpubic?
On the ghoulies.
Because only you would understand. I'm looking for some female empathy here.
Okay.
So, you know, down on your Mons Venus, if you will.
Jeez Louise.
In the kind of like the cracks between Dave. You where your legs meet your body down there.
Get the dump button out, Dave. And we're back.
Okay. And so then they've got to, you know, crank up the machine and it, you know, builds up a bit of charge and goes, gung, 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 gung. And he goes, is that too much? It's like, no, it's good. It's good. It's disarming and disturbing, but not altogether unpleasant.
And we're still at the physio here. We're still at the osteo.
Well, I can say, you know, it worked to an extent, but I left a lot stiffer than I went in.
Now, can I ask, will you be returning? Will you be asking for, what should people ask for?
Will he be returning? He's enjoyed every second of this.
I've got an appointment every day this week. Can we crank up the charge? Can we get into the red? Can we redline this thing?
Stand clear.
Boom!
Lawrence,
And how are you finding Brisbane? How's you going in Brisbane? You're up there in the
I'm
mornings
not starting
now,
Brisbane until January
15th.
No, he's 15th. Not yet.
No. Yeah, so Brisbane breakfast January the 15th, and looking forward to that.
Do an OB from Cupid's Cabin for you.
Is it a national brand?
No, it's a Townsville one-off outlet.
But we can make it national. I mean, we plan to. I think.
Get behind it.
Go on Facebook.
Do you know what? Sexpo in Melbourne this week is on. I'm sure they'll be represented there.
Sexpo's changed. They're advertising more rides, more new rides. It's like, so bring the kids along, or is it an adult ride where you get on something and it's like,
bring your osteo along.
Oil yourself up and jump on the massive wang.
Massive queue here for Lawrence's osteo. Thank you for
Thank
swinging
you, Lawrence
by.
Mooney.
Always a pleasure.
Putting in a good word with the PM. For us.
Yeah, it was delightful to have you both here in the studio. I love a good drive-through.
Okay.
Yeah, you up for that too?
It's my favourite thing in the world.
Well, now
swing by a drive-through on the way home. Easy. Why not?
I'll tell you what I can do in downtown Las Vegas.
Far away.
As of Friday, just opened, fresh. You can drive through New Woo. It's the recently opened marijuana megastore.
Oh,
hey.
And it's opened its recreational marijuana drive through to the public.
So why would you, for people are too stoned to go in?
No. There's been, the customers have been asking for it, particularly the elderly and the disabled. And they've gone, look, it's tricky for us to get into the store. It's a bit difficult.
They just go past on their shopping jeep.
Totally.
They don't even have a
car.
Or
even go in the
jeep.
Just
one of those
scooters.
Judy Moran style.
Judy Moran, load me up.
Absolutely, because it's, of course, legal there. You can get it.
Do you want fries with that? Yes.
Totally.
I'm stoked.
Are you kidding?
I'll have a happy meal as well. Every meal from there would be a happy meal.
Exactly. No, it
All
was
right.
a,
got
it was
your
a
order.
Big...
There's going to be a 5-minute wait on the Buddha stick.
There was.
Do you know what I do? I'm going through the breakfast menu for the hashish brown. Get one of their characters, Mayor McWeed. This is great.
Yes,
so you,
this
you
is
would
a good one.
Want to combine it. You go to one we'll get your weed.
Absolutely.
The next, you get your burger.
KFC.
The next is KFC, and then a little lie down.
Go to one of those motels.
Go to one of those
strip.
Little motels, and
Easy.
Away you go. Do you know one of the best things I ever heard? And this young girl should have won Businesswoman of the Year.
This
was in a Californian state that had just had a medical marijuana dispensary put in where you could go and get legally, you could go and get your marijuana. Mm. There was a girl guide who, and you know how girl guides sell cookies?
I do.
Well, she waited out the front of the dispensary for the medical marijuana and sold out all her cookies.
That's genius.
Most girls have to spend...
Weeks
and months. Hoofing it around the neighbourhood, trying to get rid. She had sold out in about 25 minutes. That young lady will be running one of the major corporations of this world sometime
soon. I thought you were going to say that she actually put the weed in the cookies and sold them and she's moved on from there.
You've taken it to next level, Jake.
That's my entrepreneurial thoughts.
You should get together with this girl.
I should. Match made in heaven.
Get a drive-through going.
Yeah, that's it.
And I'll see you there.
Yeah. Unfortunately, there's more Hollywood stories that are not great.
We have to cover this. It's in the news.
It is a news story. There's a lot of this going on. I do want to put a little warning if there's kiddies in the car.
All right.
Okay.
Little E's warning.
Little E's warning about the following content.
Can you phrase it in a way so if there are kids in the car, they
I think
properly
I can.
Understand?
Oh, yes.
That would be good.
Yeah, I'm sure I can. Rebel Wilson, Australia's Hollywood queen, has claimed she's been a victim of sexual harassment in Hollywood. And she shared it over the weekend on Twitter. She's accused an unnamed male star who she said was in a position of power.
Hugh Jackman.
Now, how on earth can I say...
I'm going with Hugh Jackman.
Do not. You have to just take that back.
Listen to this and tell me it's not Hugh Jackman.
No, okay, can I say what these words are?
Of course
it's not Hugh.
Forget you ever
Of course
heard
it's
that.
Not. Hugh, anyway.
Unnamed male star.
Unnamed male star in a position of power... asked her to go in a room with him and asked her to stick her finger.
Yeah.
Can you control yourself?
Come on.
Am I going to get this out or am I in the dump?
No. I'm right on the fringe of pushing dump here.
Well, I don't need to say the whole thing.
No, you don't.
Stick
you
a finger
don't.
In his pot.
That's it. That, yep.
Okay.
Stick the digit up that
and,
yep. For the brr.
And, oh, by the way, wanted...
Tom Hanks. Was it Tom Hanks?
No. Wanted his friends to film it.
Now...
What is wrong with men? What is wrong?
I don't see that as a sexual thing. To me, that's like... To me, I would suggest...
You can't say that, Nick.
The mistake they've made is getting a woman involved because that's bang out of order.
As opposed to another bloke.
Oh, come on. Haven't you seen Jackass? That's what they do. You get your group of mates together.
What?
And you set fire to it.
Not my mate. Not my mates.
Next thing you know, there's a firecracker going,
up someone's ass.
Yuppie's ass going off and strafing the room. And we all fall about laughing, Jane.
Oh, what a cack fest that is. God.
Just get it out.
Boys are so funny.
So what happened there? So, hang on,
what happened there? She didn't like it and she ran out of the room and she's... Now, she told a lot of people in Hollywood about it, but she feels compelled to come out and say, these things happen and they should not happen anymore.
There used to be an initiation here at Triple M.
Now, we've got to straighten right
I've
up
got
here.
To go to, I'm
straighten right up.
Okay. Anyway, that's what happened to Rebel. And that's really not a very mature way to handle
it. That's terrible, and I hope those... Hope.
Okay.
Gene Hackman's prosecutor.
We're back now.
I think I dumped that,
right. Okay, so it could have been this bloke, even though this is alleged.
Oh, this is terrible. This has gone too far.
Now, why doesn't this surprise me? Steven Seagal has been accused of...
He's weighed in.
I just have another, if there's kids in the car.
Yeah.
Steven Seagal has been accused of, I'm trying to be mature about this, of telling an actress to sit on his face.
Jeez,
I said it.
Nah, well said.
Well said.
For how long?
I think he wanted it for, he said, you are not comfortable sitting on my face for an hour.
That's a fair sit. You might want to get up occasionally and stretch your legs.
All right.
He's never around the room.
He's a shocker, apparently.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. And
no one saw this one coming.
This was an actress who said, you know what he used to do?
That was on the set of Out for Justice, which,
really?
Which might is a be very the title fun of this article.
Yeah.
He used to get all the actresses who were on a movie set and line them up and say, and pick one of them out of the lineup. What's that?
Nothing. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Well, he used to line up all these women, and he used to pick one of them, and he'd say, can you please go put on a corset? Is that how he speaks? Sounds a bit South African.
This is like Demir Dokki. He involves them out.
Could you please put on a corset?
Why?
And so that he could check them out, and then God knows what. But he also had, he used to get a whole bunch of women, and he'd have a pager. And when he wanted someone, you know, when he was ready for it, the girls would have, there would be a pager that would go off. No. And that meant that he was, you know, up
for
some.
That's
what's that?
Sorry.
What's that noise?
Sorry. She's getting a bit busy over here.
What is that?
Nothing, mate.
What is that noise?
It's just my pager.
Anyway.
Can we hurry this up? I've got to get out of here.
I think
you're really busy, Mick.
Like peek out over here.
Let me have a look at that. I'm unplugging that now.
You know what I heard about this? You know how they've erased Kevin Spacey?
Yes. Yeah. From
a film. So he's come out and they've completely erased him.
Yeah.
Can we do all this with Steven Seagal's films? Can we go back now and just remove him from every single one? That would be a fair result.
I think that's fair.
Hang on.
Been a fun show.
It's been fun. It's been wild and woolly.
It's been a little wild. PM, a little loose.
PM bent it out of shape.
Yes.
Dave, pretty hot on the dump button today.
I'm very busy. I've been working a sweat.
Got a few runs.
Aisha Gu is great. I love her.
She's fantastic. Can't wait to work with her during the spring
Excellent.
Carnival.
Excellent. And Mick, you had your, how can I put it? You had your...
I put something out there for the people on Instagram.
You
it was
did.
Me
it was very generous
me
of
in
you.
In my underwear, basically, thinking, been a while since I've done it. I've turned
it on. You're very comfortable walking around in your underwear, I noticed.
People were cruel.
People are cruel.
135 comments so far.
Yeah, I've got some of them
on Instagram. Yeah, these will be good.
Traumatised, someone says. simply. Looks like a character from another Borat movie. Except you don't have that bag that Borat's got. You've got the big fundies on, the big white ones.
Yeah.
You know, well, you know what I'm saying? Is this Mick's entry to become the next Bachelor?
Do you know what?
Could very well be.
I'd like to see a rose ceremony with that guy standing in there.
Jeez, you should have opted for a spray A bit pasty, mate.
What is wrong with people?
A bit pasty. And bring back Cleo Centerfold. There you go.
Well, there you
I finished on a positive note.
You're back.
Well, yes. I mentioned earlier there was the bit from The Simpsons where Homer was boxing and he came into the ring. His song was Why Can't We Be Friends? Here it is.
Homer Simpson!
Smash Mouth.
Smash Mouth.
Yeah. I love this. Let's go out on that.
All right, Kennedy Malloy, back tomorrow.
For TAC, drivers, give the space to ride safe.